You think I'm about to end? Don't worry, we'll soon end. No, service ends by 11, which is less than, and I have to end in less than 30 minutes, so relax. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Are you all there? Who remember what you are studying on Wednesday? Remember? About? Concerning spirituals, right? Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Oh. Okay, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. No, I just have to touch this really today so that we can flow better. Then please, that I think that midweek we usually have more time to express so much more. Ensure you are here by Wednesday and bring many more people. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. Everybody want to go? Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you what? Okay, I have to start gently again for the sake of those who are not here. You can see that the word gifts there is italicized. If you are using KJV Bible, it means it's not actually in the originals. Okay, so you can safely say, now concerning what? Spirituals. The Greek word here is pneumaticos, and it means concerning the things that pertains to the spirit. I don't want you to be ignorant. Amen. Praise God. That means there is a spirit and there are things that accompany the spirit. Praise God. That means there is what? The spirit, and there are certain things that you will see where the spirit is in operation. Are you understanding? So concerning spirituals, I don't want you to be ignorant. So guess what? If Paul did not want them to be ignorant of the spirituals, that means they are not ignorant of the spirit in the first place. Amen. Do you get that? If you don't even know what is called spirit, can you know what is called spirituals? Amen? So that means there is already an absorption, a certainty. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17, Paul already told him that he that is joined to the Lord is what? One spirit. He already told him in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 3:16 that your body, that your body is a temple of the living God and the spirit of God lives in you. Amen? So in that sense, now concerning spirituals, like I said, Greek word is pneumatic. I don't want you to be without understanding. I don't want you to be without understanding. See, things must not just happen. Bruh. Brother, why do you speak in tongues and scatter the whole church like that? It happened, honey. I don't know. No. We can explain. The things of the spirit, they are not like a mysterious, like one strange about me that we just, Amen. No. They are our things. Amen. The spirituals are our habitat. So Paul said, I don't want you to what lack the understanding. So I went ahead to say that in Christianity, the result does not justify the means. Who remember that? Do you remember? That the fact that you did miracle or you did something and it happened, it does not justify that you just glorify God. Let me show you that story again. Numbers 20. Everybody, Numbers 20. Open. Don't get tired. Just bear with me today. In less than 30 minutes, you'll be delivered from my hands. See you again on Wednesday. Amen. 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 Numbers 20. Are you there? Numbers 20. Please, if you have anybody that you know that they are thirsty of the word of God, they are thirsty to know the truth of what God has done, bring them here. It's a selfless church. Amen. We are not here to build personality. It's to teach Jesus. Amen. Okay, Numbers chapter 20. Oh, vosi antak malas semanda makavanda riva kosti gevata libekeso vantikeli oris vantido malamato stagarosa fakati. Get ready to shine light into that darkness area. Get ready to shine the light into that dark area, into that dark territory that you came out from. You get ready, get prepared. You are here to equip yourself. You are here to get ready. You are here to be ready, to be prepared. That is why the Lord brought you here today. Please don't forget, get ready to illuminate that specific area. That's why you are here today. Amen. Praise God. Say, I'm a light to my territory. Say, darkness does not prevail around me. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Father. Oh, Vosia, Rostigabito, Lemani. Numbers 20. Sorry, is somebody there? Yeah, we'll not read everything today, just from verse 7, I think. Numbers 20. Verse 7. Everybody want to go? And the Lord spake unto Moses, yes, saying, take the rod and gather assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth its water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, as thou hast. Gishon and their beast drink. Amen. So please, again, everybody look at verse 8. What was the instruction to Moses? Speak to the rock. Can you see it there? Is it clear? Can you see it? What was the instruction that God told Moses to what? To speak to the rock. Can you see it? Now, let's now see what Moses did. Verse 9, and Moses took the rod from the before the Lord as he commanded him. Verse 10, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, hear now, ye what? Did God send him that? Okay. Once we fetch water from the rock for you, did God send him that? Okay. Next verse, look at the Bible. 11, and Moses lit up his hand and he what? With the rod, and he smoke the rod. How many times did God send him that? Okay. And what happened? And the water what? Came out. How? In fact, abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Verse 12. Everybody want to go? And the Lord speak unto Moses and Aaron, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have what? Very sad story. Did the miracle happen? But was God glorified? So this is why you must have the understanding of how the spiritual works. It's not just about doing something. That's why you keep seeing that 1 Corinthians chapter 14, that's unto edification, edification, edification. That means the way we do miracle self, we are going to teach people the character of God. If I tell a man that, hey, you are sick, this sickness, I will pray for you right now. Go to that field, go and eat 5 grasses. Then come, I will pray for you. You will eat the grass and I pray for you and it got ill. But did that just show the good character of God with that? A God that cannot heal you until you eat grass. I'm not trying to be joking. We saw it on Facebook. When a man of God, of all things, he can bring, say, oh, I don't know if you have attended such church before. Bring cutlass to the church. And people brought cutlass. Cutlass. Brand new. Shiny. All the witches in my house. Die. And you are, what are you are teaching people murder. You are teaching people how to be unforgiving and how to be wicked. You are teaching unforgiveness. If you will say that wish must die, he didn't allow me to marry. How old are you? 22. And you are angry that somebody is not allowing you to marry. 22 years old girl. 22. That wish must die. Why must she die before you can enjoy yourself? Thou prepared a table before me. Where? Was it that? They were looking at you. All the enemies of Osinbajo, what can they do now? They will look. You look until it's done. You keep looking. Nothing you can do. If you knock about, you will be there. You will be enjoying. Do you understand? So in Christ, God can do much more. In fact, he does much more. Amen. So you can't say, you must not assume these things. That means the way we do the spirituals, what do we do, Brother Joshua? We also teach. You know, you can. I remember there was a day, it's very funny, yeah? There was a day in school. You know, we are doing ESCOS induction for some new ESCOS that was coming, RCF then. And they are praying for this lady. This lady was stubborn. Perhaps she was possessed. About 5, 10, 7 people are laying hands on her. It got to a time that they took her like this. Creeper. No, calm down. Amen. When there is power, you don't need that. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You simply communicate with her in the name of Jesus. In the name of, be blessed. You will be blessed. Because you know what you carry. Amen. So we don't, please write this down. The things of the spirit are not against the scriptures. They are not against the character of God. They are not. They are not against the character of God. They are not. So don't forget that. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 1, when it says concerning spirituals, where is it? You know, this dishwasher is eating. Now, another word for spiritual, actually, we can also say concerning the supernatural. Oh, hallelujah. Concerning the supernatural. Brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. That means there are some things that are, they are super to the natural. See, these things, they are not guesswork. They are not, I think somebody should be here that should start the church. And I would say, oh, hallelujah. Say, I am filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, I am super to the natural. So, say, I am supernatural. Say, I exist supernaturally. Say, I function supernaturally. Let me just show you some stuff. See, because some of you will leave here, you will get home, you will perform healing today. Let me just show you a few things in this. How do we get these things done? How do we do the things of the Spirit? See, something is very peculiar. I will just take you through a quick trip right now. Everybody, Exodus chapter 3. Please, just open these ones. Don't worry. Just pardon me. If I'm not used to this, you know this. You are here now. Start adjusting. Say, I honor the word. Say, I treasure the word. Say, I will study the word. Say, I will give myself to the word. Say, I am not tired of the word. Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Exodus 3, verse 6. Okay, let me read from verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father. Please, focus on this. God of thy father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, and he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. Verse 8, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of that land unto a land and a large, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Verse 9, and now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Verse 10, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, and thou that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Verse 11, and Moses said unto the Lord, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth Israel out of Egypt? Verse 12. And he said, certainly, everybody, want to go? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou shalt brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. Amen. Are you with me? Okay, go to chapter 4. Follow these things. How did God commission Moses? How did he give him that power? Exodus chapter 4, you will see. Okay, and the Lord, from verse 1, and the Lord answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it onto the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled. That means Moses ran. He was afraid. Verse 4, and the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. Now, you can see there that Moses was still fearful. But trust me, the word of God is enough. Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5, verse 22. Oh, are you there? Exodus 5 to 22 to 23. Say, and Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated these people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? Verse 23, for since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to these people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. So Moses was still fearful. You can see that he was still complaining. Go to chapter 6. Follow me, everybody. Chapter 6, verse 29. Please don't get tired. I need you reading. Chapter 6, verse 29. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Now, focus on this saying, I am the Lord. Speak thou unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that I say unto thee. And Moses said before the Lord, behold, I am of uncircumcised lips. And how shall Pharaoh hearken unto me? chapter 7, verse 1. Everybody, let's take it together. 1, 2, go. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother. Please, when God told Moses from chapter 3, and Moses was doubting, what did God do? Did God now give him a special mantle, special anointing oil? Did God lay hands on him? What did God do? Who can tell me? Sir? Sir? No, it's not about the staff. Sir? The word. So what did God do? God kept reassuring him. The same word, though. Ha! Hallelujah. You will see this today. So, what do you need to be launched into the supernatural to accept the word? Until we see this, we remain the way we are. God has no special stick can do. Oil that he will give you. Don't wait for a special dream. Tell your neighbor, say the word of God is enough. Tell somebody, tell somebody, tell somebody, say the word of God is enough. I show you one or two more. Joshua chapter 1. Look at Joshua 2. Joshua 1. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 1 to 7. It's short. It's not long. And now after the death of Moses, the servant of the God, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, verse 2, everybody want to go? Let's read verse 3 together. Yes? Every place that the sole of thy foot shall tread upon, I have given unto you. Ha! As I said unto Moses, verse 4, yes, from the wilderness, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your course. Verse 5, please read verse 5 again. Want to go? There shall no man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail thee nor forsake you. Verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. Who? These people. Verse 7 again. What did he say again? Only be thou strong and very courageous. Hallelujah. Stop there. Ha ha ha. How did God commission Joshua? Words. Words. He simply told him. How many of you have heard of the story of Idahosa? Bishop Benson Idahosa. That is one man that will be remembered forever for Pentecostalism in Nigeria. How he started the miraculous. Ooh, hallelujah. You've got to read that story yourself. Or see the video clip of when he said it himself. The first time he rose the dead. It's just to believe the word. Say, God has said it. I believe it. This is how the supernatural works. See, if you're not ready to accept this, forget every other thing we're going to say. The word is enough. We are going to communicate power. We are going to lay hands on people. We are going to pray with ourselves. We are going to stay in a place of importunity that no, we are taking this now. But hey, be ready to what? Accept the word. Good. I'm about running up. Vosi, Rostaganti, Lose. Yes, thank you, sir. Vandelsta. Let's look at this guy too. You call him, that should be Gideon. Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. Oh, Voliante. Fofapantamdi, Stoli, Dadi, Robabanda. Stoga vantana stomagantina si mananti lo sigetite cole tate roga vatadosha mananadans the batentan and namaste mananano recatate stogapate to seto, for there is none weak among us, For there is none that cannot do the things that God has said. For there is none that cannot do just as God has said we will do in the world. For there is none without the ability that God has said we have. For there is none among us that is weak. None is wearied. None is weak. None is wearied. There is none among us. There is none among us that is unable to do the works of the risen Christ. There is none among us. There is none among us. We have been enabled in this. Oh, valleys of Atero, Sibotateto. We ascend above our fears. We arise above our fears, above our fears, above discouragement. We arise, we arise, we arise. Our minds are liberated today. Oh, we are liberated today. For we have many that honor the world. We have many that will treat themselves the same way God has treated them. For we have many that will see themselves in the same plane that God is seeing them today. For we have many that will act as God, speak as God, look like God, do like God. We have many here. You are here. You are here. You are here. That is you. Fatito la toke loza valerosa fateta. La badata seto pa. Na la mananosh. Ke bola rose badata. Oh la loche. Oh la loche. Oh la rovanti nazi vati daza. Oh, I know I'm called of God. Oh, Matasike Bandamana Manamanane. That's why I know these guys. You, yeah, you cannot but be blessed. Oh, Matasike Paula, Rastike Paula, I've been called by the word. I've been called by the things of the Spirit. Amanete Tele Rose Banta Teko Liste Banta La Se Fanta Malo Se Bata Lero Sabata Kaliste. I take away your fears this morning. I take it away. I take it away. Oh, I take it away. I take it away. That fear that I've been tormenting you, I take it away this morning. Mama Anti, Subi Papa, Papa Anta De Este, Pori Kentansto, Vante Tele So, Vendendausa, Roba Batako, Vata Te To Ta Ta To. I take away your fears today. Oh, they are gone. Oh, they are gone, they are gone, they are gone, they are gone. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your fears are gone. Your fears are gone. Your fears are gone. They are gone, they are gone. They are gone, they are gone, they are gone. In the name of Jesus, Holy Rasti, Vantati, Stamanadi, Pito Tatitel, Pio, Zio Mundanoza. Oh, yo, thank you, Lord Jesus. Fears are gone, yeah. You have men full of faith. We have men full of faith. We have men that are with, that will step out boldly and do the things that God has said they can do. Oh, these are them. These are men. These are men. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, judges, judges. Let's finish it. Yes, just pray slowly. Yes, I mean, yeah, man, no, no. Keep the minor. Love them. I love minor. See, Judges chapter 6. Say the word of God is enough. Judges 6. 11. And it came to pass, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat on an oak which was in Ophrah and which pertained to Josh. Verse 12. And the angel said of the Lord, appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Oh, yeah. 13. And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why is it all this befalling us? Where are all the miracles that which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring you out from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the land of Midian. Please, verse 14. Did the angel answer his complaint? 14, what is there? Everybody, let's read together. When to go? And the Lord looked unto him and said, go in these thy minds, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of Midian. Oh, 15. He was still doubting. See what happened. And he said unto him, oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Now behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. 16. What did he say again? 16. Want to go? And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite thee as one man. All God did was to keep speaking the word. When he doubted, God said, come, let me lay hands on you. When he was doubting, God said, come, you are going and bathe in River Jordan 7 times. No, he said it again. See Jeremiah. See it. Jeremiah chapter 1. I thought it's just two more scriptures, I promise. We'll be done. See Jeremiah chapter 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 1. We're going to pray together. We're going to edify ourselves briefly this morning before we go. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I know these ones are blessed. They are blessed. Thank you, Jesus. To be candid, even people who minister to, just in a, just one, we went for 3 days program, 2 days program, just in a service, mighty things. How much more you that you are here? I promise you, all God asks for you, you will do. You will do. This place is too small for us. You will see what I'm saying? For not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God, by the Spirit of the living God, we go forth, we go forth, we go forth. We harvest the world, we harvest sinners, we bring them in, launch them from darkness to light. We go, we exhibit who we are. We go, we heal the sick, and we bring them here to learn the word of the risen Christ. Nothing about ourselves, but Jesus alone. Oh, 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 that is so vanity, like a man, master, Makotani, Pippi, Pippi, but oh, Jeremiah chapter 1. Are you there, please, everybody? Are you there? Jeremiah chapter 1. Just verse 4. Verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. 4 and 5. 1, 2, go, everybody. Then the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou came out from the womb, I sanctified thee, and ordained you, O prophet. Verse 6. And he said, ah! See, he said, ah! Ah, Lord! Lord God! Behold, I cannot speak, oh, I'm a shadow. Like my little damsel there. He may not just say, ah. In fact, you can't even say that. She's filled with the word. Hallelujah. You are filled with the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. She can't even behave like Jeremiah here. Hallelujah. But she has been hearing the sound of my voice. The Spirit of faith is in her already. Amen. Praise God. See, what did God tell Jeremiah? Just look at, what did God say again? Verse 7. But the Lord sent unto me, say not I am a child. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. For thou go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Verse 8. Be not afraid of their hard faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, say the Lord. Hallelujah. What did God say again? The word. Don't forget, oh, these are all men with the Holy Ghost. I mean, sorry, without the Holy Ghost. Now, if I look at Matthew chapter 8, now come to the gospel. I told you two more scriptures and I'll be going. Sorry, Matthew chapter 10. When Jesus commissioned the disciples, Matthew chapter 10. Jesus died and rose again, so we have power in him today. Jesus died and rose again, he rose again, he rose again. The power of the risen Christ is in us today, is in us today, is in us today. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 10, are you there? Are you there? Yeah, verse 1. And when he called unto him his what, 12 disciples, he gave them power. Please focus on this. He gave them power against what? Unclean spirit, to cast them out and to heal all. Are you not there with me, for Christ's sake? Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Everybody be on your feet. Read for me. Everybody be on your feet. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Matthew 10, verse 1. You have to see this. Read it and jump. 10, verse 1. Everybody wants to go. Yes. Yes. And to heal how many manner of sicknesses? Hallelujah. And what? And all manner of disease. He said all manner. That means even if the sickness has no name, we have the power for all manner. Please sit down. Sit down. I'm almost done. Say all manner. Hallelujah. You might not have done it before. See, like I'm showing right now. Like Jeremiah, say not that I'm a child. Say not that I cannot speak. Say not that these things are not for me. Say it not in your heart. For the greatest impossibility has been done. For the only one who can save us, died and rose again. So in Christ, there is no impossibility. It doesn't exist in our dictionary. You don't think it. We don't resolve to faith, F-A-T-E. We don't say it's impossible. For victory is sure. For victory is sure. For victory is sure. Yeah. Now, he gave them power. Bible said he gave them. Now, verse 7. How did he give them? Verse 7 and 8. Want to go? As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Again, I love that one. I love it. Verse 8. No, I love stuff like this. Heal the sick, what? Next. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. How did he give them? He said he gave them. Do you understand? How did God give them? He said he gave them. How will they not know he gave them if they refuse to go? How did they know that he gave them? They went. Why? They believed that he gave them. Say the word of God is enough. Luke 9 verse 1, that's the last scripture. The same parallel, see how Luke puts it. Same story, same events. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have men that fill the world, filled with the Holy Ghost. We advance and we function in this. Oh, this is our life. Oh, this is our life. Oh, hallelujah. I heard the Spirit say, this is our occupation. The things of the Spirit, say, is your occupation. I just heard that just now. And the things of the Spirit are your occupation. You are employed for this in Christ. For this you shall be rewarded. Hallelujah. Luke 9 verse 1. That's the last one. I'm closing the Bible. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them what? And read again. And he called his 12 disciples together and gave them and what? Over and to cure. Again, read again. Verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them and what? Over. Hallelujah. Who knows the difference between power and authority? The rule says, if you can tell you that you have not done your license, park there. You are not going anywhere. Give me your key. And you say, I'm not giving you the key. It's my car. License or not, it's my car. I'm not giving my key. And you are arguing there. He's a road safety, he's in uniform. He has the authority. But when you refuse to give him the key, and the guy now made a phone call, and they brought a towing vehicle, and they pull out your vehicle without the key, and they pull it to their, that is power. That means we don't negotiate with devils. If we tell them to go, if they refuse to go, we push them out. Do you understand? What do we do? We don't. He said, it's Bible. He said, I gave you power and authority. All. What are the ones? So that means, he said that it's not a choice. It's not negotiation. That means you can pray for the sickness. Go in the name of Jesus. And she said, okay. I said, I tell you to go out now. Why? He said, I gave you. What is your responsibility? I believe. Simple. Say, I believe the word of God. Power there is dunamis. It means active. Like, it's not, power is not like, it's not, you know, in physics, we have kinetic energy, physics, and what? Potential. Power is not potential. Power is something that has to do with momentum. MV, have you? Momentum. It's moving. That means there is mass and there is velocity. That means it's moving. The authority has to do with you have the right. Oh, hallelujah. License. Thank you, sir. Oh, say I'm a son of God. I've got the right. And say I have the spirit of God. I've got the power. Be on your feet, everybody. Let's pray in the spirit. Just pray in tongues. Don't wait for me. Don't wait for me. Mana now sinner. Please, I need you to increase that volume. Increase that volume. I just showed you realities. Oh, this is who you are. Vani manendo steke bilero sepate to la steka tata to she malabanda tao malade do da seta de leo zeta o lima na 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 se po le pro tracaste le po lantoze. Chaque pas, ma palero se vale tate dato laste. Everybody in tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I gave you power. I gave you authority. Oh, patelo na 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 se pate coliste potero sate. Malimo le mate corise mate makenta. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How canto shevo limo stege volante. Time and up. Pray some more. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful name is this. Keep praying, oh. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Pray some more. One more minute. Just pray. Maste, kota, loketa le keste, apro kanto teto zia, embrindanana steke, aposa kato, obrikenton tekolia, akelira keto, ayenta, alikesto, embrocheke lamanta ste, opaketo like listo kendenga nanta kero costa, a shaka palabala balaba koteli risia, elepote, o katate, o limasta, o milo kenta, o prapa kastoa, o shato koliate, ele. Batosia, Eketate, Elemana Mana 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 Superi Anti, O Mama Conda, Yendale, Oli Rosa Mo Sha. Hallelujah. 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 Just keep praying tongues silently. Keep praying tongues. Oh, what a wonderful name. Jesus Christ. Shemani Nana. Oh, I felt the anointing so strong right now. No sickness stands under my voice this morning. No sickness stands here. No sickness stands. No sickness. From your root, I cause every sickness in this place right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Vantelko, Listega Patata, Rasa, Kundana Deus. Lo, Halalo, Shah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mane Osi, Pura Anta Kampala, Tapasta Makata. Imboli Rosiboli Ranta Makam Protrikitalimas. I'm seeing words, right? I'm seeing words already. Mane Ronta, Vosi, Kontilo, Zimandase. Yeah, you will yet be called pretty again. Mali roste gambanta stegeta, kiliste keta, imbrotek and tole mazentemekenta. Everything around you yet be called beautiful again. Malosa, pokaro, inti, ulo, sovadi de kote lokastaga, oh, takapo, shake tata. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my nails. Me, I just saw the word pretty. Yeah. Abri stegapata, my. Everything written about you, his praise, his grace, his beauty, his excellence. For such have you been made in Christ. For when Christ made you, he left nothing undone. Nothing was left undone. Amen? He made you perfect. You are the best of his workmanship. You are the best of his work. You are called the product of his finished work. Hallelujah. Ah, Tai Rasi, Manta Katasta. For truly, you are perfect today in him. You are pretty today in him. You are pretty today in him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will do a short pairing. Please, I'm an arosti. Vantio, mana star. Oh, Kana and the Dendra, there's a mana master. Go to the lady, hold the hands, two hands together. Mala, sir, come. Mana, sir, poor yes, take a pan, mana, 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 hold the hands, two hands. Mala, mana, sir, come. Mala, star, come, posse. Jebala de de rose, vota to te. The cameraman, mala, stega pala, castiga, tito, tata, palera, bracata, bramaic. Eh, it's yours, it's yours. Mala, mana, 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 yeah. This lady gets amana maro sivate mate ta ta ta. Now everybody, all two hands together. Bless your neighbor. That's all I'm saying right now. Bless your neighbor. Let me say, ensure you speak in tongues. Ensure you can speak in tongues. If it's not, get him or her filled right now. Don't forget, you've got power here. Yeah? You've got authority. You've got it all. You've got it all. You've got it all. That means interact together. Interact together. Rabbi Joshua, go around. Ensure they are doing the right thing. Pastor, go around. Ensure they are doing the right thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rabbi Joshua, bless somebody. I'm not joking. Bless somebody. Bless somebody. What a wonderful name here is. Wife, please fill up that girl for me. Please, fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. Oh. Maliosi palantite, mino te catata te tota tota. Poli moste magavolinde, casa cosi votite, limanema subire rostige unaca. Malio ricota cola zeta. Ensure your neighbor can flow better. Ensure. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing confess to this. What a wonderful name it is. I give you have 5 more minutes for this. See, I didn't say just pray together. That means you will pray, you will interact. You will pray, you will stop, you will interact. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. You will pray, you will interact. Manta seta, manta seta, manta seta date, manta seta. Oh, these are vessels unto honor. These are vessels for the glory of God. For the glory of God. Mante kolibos da 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 da. Ma papa leos te bati te 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 ke pate to kali rose. Yes, you have 5 more minutes. Interact. As you are praying, if you see things by the Spirit, communicate. Malabadazoba. Maliosa. Interact. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is love. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. The word of God is enough. You can. If you feel like lay hands. The word of God is enough. The word of God is enough. It's enough. Flow in the name of Jesus. Masio, Mali Roste, Magetemale, Zenda Macintemaleza.
La Gedea Boria, Mali Ruria Bosendo Ruba, Zeleria Bolide. La Godia, Maleleria, Roria, Mirilu. Jesus Christ, Son of God, mighty one, great I am, that on the cross saved my soul. Jesus Christ, Son of God, mighty one. He lives in me, lives in you, lives in you, reigns in you, is glorified. Yalelome, la geria buria de guria bosindale, made hundia de ge. Aliano be maliado lida buru. He lives in you. Never be afraid to say it. He lives in you. Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. He lives in you. Mighty to walk great things. He lives in you. Great I am, the mighty one. Zeliga no bresu na bahonde luzia breko de lo de bosale guria bresia buhante. Male abosia ko maleria bosale guria. Legi abosinta bre. Velia no bresia bone hunte liaboria no zabahe. Diabo male ade maria le guria bosinta brugadia le. Zelu ne boria bugadia ba le guria bro. His spirit lives in you. His precious Holy Spirit. And you have been sealed with the earnest of the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit. We move in the Spirit. The things of the Spirit, they are natural to us. That's why we are supernatural. For we are supernatural. We walk in the Spirit, and the things of the Spirit are natural to us. For we are a new breed. We are a new breed. Men of the Spirit, men of the Spirit are supernatural. For ye are supernatural, every one of you. For ye have believed, and the Spirit is in you. Now will you rejoice? Rejoice in him. Rejoice in him that has
saved this sacrifice. We are sent our love to you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you everything we have. Lifting our voice before you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Gradually, you can start coming out to your seats. If you feel like seeing someone after service, ensure you do. You can start coming back to your seat. Thank you. I call you blessed this morning. I call you the man that will go to the ends of the earth, proclaiming Jesus died and rose again, so men are free from sin today. I call you men that will go above the coast. You will cross the coastline. You will cross boundaries. You will cross it all. You will cross it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You will shake the earth with power. I just saw that word for you right now. You will shake the earth with power. I saw the word earth and power. Oh, Maleroste, Gepala, Master Manos. Such power that, the men will see and tremble, that the earth himself will tremble, has been given unto you. Such you shall walk in. You will walk in so much power, so much strength has been deposited into you, and so much expression you will start seeing from today. Don't be shy to step out. Don't be shy to say, yes, I can. Don't be shy to say, yes, I am. Don't be shy to call yourself who God has already called you. Be bold to step out. Be bold to call yourself who you are. Be bold in this. You step out in faith, and the supernatural shall be your natural. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Vasi.